So, it's been a long time, but finally the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, or Justice League, the director's cut, is going to be released on March 18th. And that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode of Legends of Podcasting. Now, joining me in the Wave Rider, we have...
Jet.
And Rob.
And I'm Liam. So, we're going to jump into it. As you guys can see, we are experimenting at the moment with doing live broadcasts. So it's been a while since we've posted anything of any regularity on the YouTube channel and on the podcast stream as well. Hopefully, this is going to help solve that. So we can do this all live and reduce the amount of time we have to spend on each of the videos. One of the great benefits of doing a live broadcast like this with all of you guys watching us on YouTube is we get the benefit of that live chat. So it would be great. We want to see if we can make this a bit more interactive. So if you guys have any questions, you have any thoughts or anything you want to share, feel free to just write that in the chat and we'll make you part of the conversation. Mm. So on that note, let's get back to the topic at hand. Justice League, the Snyder Cut, Director's Cut, however you want to call it.
I'm so excited.
We're getting little bits more news coming out, as we're getting closer to that March 18th date. Just the other day, we got that photo Zack Snyder shared online of Joker, an out-of-focus Jared Leto holding a Joker card. Let's start there. So you can't see much on that, obviously, because he's out of focus. But we know that he has a new look in this movie. But it is tied in with the rest of the universe, so presumably it is the exact same Joker from Suicide Squad, just with a different look. So what are your thoughts so far on that? Let's start with you, Stuart.
I'm pretty excited to see him get another shot at doing the Joker. I mean Suicide Squad, I know a lot of people hated it. I didn't mind it. I understand where he was going with it, like the gangster crazy route, and I did think of him as a crazy gangster, so it was quite good. I like the way they did the origin with him and Hardy. I'm quite interested. I was reading up on this before we started, and one of the rumors that's on this sort of website I found is that it might just be that he's in like a future scene, the nightmare scene apparently, that's in the film. They're going to go back to that, and in the nightmare scene, apparently Batman's little super team is Mirror, Deathstroke, and the Joker.
Okay. Is
a rumor. So it could be that we're seeing a future Joker. That's my, because it looks like his hair is quite a lot longer.
It does look like he has longer hair. First look, you look at it and you're like, that looks more like the Joker from the recent movie.
Yeah.
With the longer hair.
Yeah, or like the Heath Ledger jokes or Joker, that sort of like long curly hair going behind his ears kind of look.
A
little bit.
I always forget the Heath Ledger one.
similar to the Joaquin Phoenix one. So, but yeah, I mean, if that rumor is true, that sort of makes sense why they bring it in, because when I was saying, bring these characters in, I was like, how, like, I get it, it's like a longer movie, but like bringing in like the Joker and like potentially Harley and Mirror and Deathstroke and everyone else, they're just going to be in like present time. I'm like, how is that going to be a film? It's just going to be like, oh, we're going to go over here and do this for a little bit. They go over here. Like, it makes no sense. So if that rumor is true, that it's, they're going to go back to the nightmare sort of future scene that we saw in BVS, and you see more of that world, which would be really cool to see. And Batman has like, kind of like, I don't know if you guys play the Injustice game, in that where Superman turns evil, he does work with Harley and a few bad guys because they think that Superman's gone bad and they have to work together. So like for any friend of my
mentioned Deathstroke, one of my favorite DC characters, and I know that, and we've only ever seen that brief portrayal of him at the end of BVS, was it, when he showed up with Lex Luthor to try and form the Justice League. Yeah, so if we've got that actor back playing that particular Deathstroke on the live screen, I'm all for that, even if it is only in a short flashback scene. So, sounds cool.
It's just the thing of like, if this film does well, which I'm hoping it would do, because it might be the one it, that could springboard all these plans that they did have. They've cancelled like the Ben Affleck. I know there was like rumors like if this goes well, Ben Affleck's going to get his own TV show, and maybe Joe Manganiello will go into that as Deathstroke, which would be freaking amazing.
That actually is linked into a question that we've received from Super Crazy Movie Geek, who's asked, if the Snyder Cut is insanely successful, do you think the Snyderverse could be continued in films or TV, especially since a multiverse seems to be coming?
Yes, I would say that would be amazing. I'd rather it be TV show. If they've been put everything on HBO, HBO Max as well, doing like high quality TV shows would be. I mean, I know we talk about this quite a lot. I know Ross brings it up an awful lot. It's like the last Batman, proper Batman TV show we had, it was in 1966.
Yeah. Right?
That was the first last time Batman was on TV regularly as a TV show. So like it needs to come back. I know we've got like Batwoman and we've had like Gotham, we've had all these other shows teasing it, but just do a full on Batman TV show. Hell, if you can afford it, do Ben Affleck as Batman.
Well, yeah, I mean, we talked about this briefly around The Mandalorian when that was out last year. We said that it looked like with COVID, it was before COVID came out, it was going down the route of putting more budget into big, smaller, more concentrated TV shows. You had Stargirl coming out and things like that. COVID sort of forced that with the cinemas closing. So yeah, I kind of think that's going to be the way forward that we're going to see a lot of these shows go, is maybe shorter episodes. I never understood the American fascination with making 22 episode seasons where you've got to fill out your season with filler episodes. You got 10 episodes, really concentrated storytelling and a lot of budget behind it. It was Stargirl proved it, and Mandalorian has revitalized Star Wars for Disney just by being that kind of a show. So I think you're right there, Stu. I think if you're going to have the Snyderverse come back in any shape or form, I think an HBO Max shows are probably the way to do it.
Said that with HBO Max that they're going to be releasing, I mean, Warner Brothers are going to be making several DC movies a year. I think isn't it one or two? I've totally forgotten what it was now, but it was, there's going to be something like three or four movies total. And yeah, it was going to be like one theatrical and two straight to HBO Max. So lower budget ones, more obscure characters that they can take a bigger gamble with. So they give it to HBO Max. And then that's in addition to the TV shows that they want to launch on HBO Max, but also the movies that they're doing, are they're choosing them with an eye to having a spin-off TV series.
Yeah.
So presumably the movies moving forward will be in some way connected to this, the DC extended universe or Snyderverse, as Super Crazy Movie Geek puts it.
It's got a good ring to it, man.
Well, I kind of want this is going to annoy yourselves. Obviously, we can talk about recently Zack Snyder's been in the news upsetting fans with his take on Batman and a few others. I know the original plan that he always said he wanted to do with his superheroes was to start them dark and build them up to the characters he wanted them to see, with Justice League being a dark side invasion, destroying it all, and then maybe having a flashpoint to rebuild the universe into this newer vision. I think that's probably the best way to go at this point if you're going to make the Snyderverse on HBO, is to finish off Zack Snyder's dark vision with a couple of with this Justice League TV, and then get some TV shows out. And like you say, roll that into a newer, brighter universe with these new characters, with this big budget behind them, with still the same actors. Because I'm not that big a fan of the Snyder dark, grim, gritty tone that he brought to these movies. There are some good parts of BVS, I'll grant you, and Justice League had its... I'm really interested to see what Snyder's original vision was for Justice League, to be brutally honest. But I've never been that big a fan of the grim and hopeless tone that he brought to these films. So...
I've always kind of viewed it as an Elseworlds kind of thing, that what Zack Snyder was doing was just, it was an Elseworlds take on the DC universe. We just got a question here or a comment. Lord of Shadow says, hello guys, greetings from Croatia. Lord of Shadows.
international legends of podcasting.
We've made it. We're famous, guys. Wow.
Well, thanks for joining the stream. If you have any questions, put it in the comments. So what do you think, Lord of Shadows, what do you think about Justice League Snyder Cut coming up? What are you excited to see? What are you hoping for? Your comment, Rob, just now with the movies being lighter tone, the Shazam movie showed that you can have a lighter tone, fun thing in this connected to this universe. And I think they did a good job on that. I think that moving forward, because after this Zack Snyder's Justice League or Director's Cut Justice League, I keep saying both because HBO markets it both ways as Zack Snyder's Justice League and Justice League Director's Cut. Anyway, after that, the big question is going to be what one's continuity? You know, what one's going to be the one that's going to stick from here on, moving on? And I think that in reality, you can make the other movies like moving on, and you just don't need to reference too much out of what happens in these Justice League movies. You can still move on, and you can do it in such a way that it doesn't matter which one you consider to be canon. Mm-hmm. And you can make things more fun. I mean, they clearly, Shazam, as I was just saying, is a more fun movie. Wonder Woman 1984, which we've discussed previously. That is a lighter toned movie.
I mean, so I would say Aquaman's quite light to a point.
Yeah.
Like Jason Momoa brought it along as sort of jolly fun.
So that's the thing, is like I think they can all have lighter tones, and nice to see a lighter tone Superman movie, which interestingly, if I remember the news correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Stuart, is that after Zack Snyder got the deal to finish off his Justice League and the actors came back to reshoot scenes, Henry Cavill like committed to some more movies, I think was the deal, and that we're actually meant to be getting more Henry Cavill Superman, whether or not that's standalone Superman movies or if it's team up movies or if it's just him cameoing in it. I don't know. So either way, it's going to be cool that he's going to be back. I hope we see a lighter tone, a more fun Superman. But at the same time, actually thinking this, comments like that used to be said with Arrow, right? That Arrow was so dark, because Arrow was basically like, how do we make Batman Begins as a TV show without Batman? we'll stick Green Arrow in there. Yeah.
That's how the character started, wasn't it?
We won't call him Green Arrow. We'll just call him Arrow. And they had that and it was all dark and people complained like, oh, Green Arrow is meant to be more of a fun character and, you know, Stephen Amell's playing him too seriously. And so they tried that one season. We're like, we're going to make it a bit more fun. And they tried it and everyone was like, what have you done? You're ruining the show. He can't be, he's not a fun actor. He's not serious.
He can't smile. What the fuck's going on? Yeah, I know what you mean. I'll go back to really quickly. Like, so BVS, it's very dark, but I can't understand why it's dark because of the whole, it's meant to be Batman going past the point and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So bringing it back. I mean, one of the good things about the Josh Whedon version of Justice League is Superman, when he comes back, he's more of a fun, jolly, jokey, when he's like racing the flood, like, when he's like him and Flash are trying to get all the people out. And slowpoke and all that kind of stuff. And he's like,
he's got the really light blue suit as well. That's more pop.
Yeah, I think that was all CGI though, because it was meant to be. That's I think. Yeah, but they had more of that sort of comedic lightheartedness, which was quite good. But I'm great. I mean, we've got some more questions flying in from people.
We have. So PW Gregory says, unfortunately for Snyder fans, there will never be a Justice League movie that was what he wanted at the time. I would agree. You're not getting the same movie that he wanted to make at the time. But one thing that Snyder has said is that now that he's been given this extra budget, which so he's effectively had more money now to make this movie than he had originally. And with circumstances they are, he was able to add in things now that he never would have dreamed he'd be able to do previously. So wasn't trying to work it into the Justice League movie. So I agree, it's not going to be the same one that he wanted, the same one that he was actually planning to make, but it could be his ideal version of a Justice League movie. What do you guys think?
I kind of think if it goes really well, maybe they'll give him another shot to do like more of the story, because I know it was meant to be originally a trilogy of like sort of one that happens, where they go, then the next one was they go to Apocalypse, try and stop Darkseid, they fail. And then the last one was meant to be, they sort of go back in time and fix it kind of thing. Similar to like the Endgame and also the Apocalypse, I don't know if anyone was with the animated series, Apocalypse War movie they did.
Yeah.
Sort of be on the same long lines of that. So it's, I mean, maybe they will. I mean, I kind of want to just see what, all this extra, I mean, four, I'm just trying to thumb in my head. Like the original movie is like, what, like 100, like just under 2 hours or something, just over 2 hours. And now it's this one's going to be 4 hours long. Like that's a whole another movie on top of like what?
Yeah,
so they're much taking a lot out as well. It's going to be insane. Like the amount of I just can't wait. It's only a couple month and a half away.
Thing. Well, you have some more comments, but before I go to the other questions, did you want to say something, Rob?
Only briefly, I'll just say that I don't want to go down this route again. We discussed it at the end of Wonder Woman in our review of that film. So going back to what you're saying about the true vision of what Zack Snyder wanted for this film, he was put on record as saying that he would see it in black and white if he could, which I think is a bold choice. And I believe that's been clarified as that's how he does his editing. He does it in Chroma so that he can pick out the details and then alter it in post. But And he's done spent so much time editing this version of the film down that he sees his ideal vision as being black and white, which I don't. It's a superhero film, and it's the DC superhero film. I want to see my heroes in their full glory. I don't want to see it in black and white. Yeah, I want to see color.
I'm pretty sure we get Superman in a black costume for the whole film. So.
Yeah,
you could have a Batman movie in black and white.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Would work. That'd be very noir, wouldn't it? It'd be pretty cool.
You could
just rob it in color. When you come into
I remember when that would be funny.
Distract the boy wonder.
Yeah, just throw him in.
The one bit of color. I remember Darren Aronofsky was briefly attached to do a Batman movie back before Batman Begins happened. He was briefly attached, and he wanted to do it as a grim and dark detective story, all in black and white and very film noir. And that's why he didn't get the job. But I think that sounded awesome. When I heard that, I'm like, that's amazing. I'd love to see a take on Batman like that. Especially a very detective focused story.
That's what I'm looking for with the Patterson one. I'm not really looking forward to it. I mean, he looks great, but I still
feel Ben Affleck. Sunlight and he, you know.
Yeah. but that's what looks like. That's what kind of looks like that film's going to be, like a more detective driven Batman, which is what I've always wanted to see. So it's going to be really good. But, I'm very excited. But quick couple more questions for coming in here. Welcome.
Yeah, Lord of Shadows is saying, Lord of Shadows said a few things. So I think I'm going to go for everything that Lord of Shadows has said here. So he says, or she says, I'm mostly excited to see the true vision of Zack Snyder's Justice League. What do you guys think of Steppenwolf's design? For me, he looks way too much demonic for me. And also continues to say, are you guys excited for Darkseid? And do you guys think if this movie works, could you see Zack Snyder doing more Justice League movies? So I'm going to start with that last one. I'm pretty sure Zack Snyder has said that he's done now with superhero movies. Like he doesn't want to do any more superhero movies. So
I'd like him to though if it went
I'd
well.
Love
like,
for him
if he they did loads of sort of solo movies and then they did another Justice League one, I'd love to see Zack Snyder come back.
Or if they go down the episodic route of on HBO Max, you could have him come and direct a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Like they do with the Mandalorian where they pull Rodriguez in and some directors with different.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So Steppenwolf's redesign. What do you guys think on him? He looks a lot scarier now.
He just
looked like a computer game character in the Whedon cut.
I think that's,
so. He looks a lot better, scarier in this one.
I've seen it confirmed, but I always thought the final version that we saw in the Whedon film was probably an unfinished CGI render that had to be put together with notes and whatever they had at hand.
Just like Henry Cavill's mouth.
Yeah,
it was unfinished CGI.
Like that, yeah. Yeah.
It was such a shame that they took such a big movie as Justice League and then just half-assed it on those CGI effects at the end. That was a big shame.
It's
great now. I think it looks a lot better.
Yeah, and the other question is, like, are you excited to see Darkseid? Hell yes.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh my God. I mean, depending, I wonder how much of him we're going to see. Obviously, we've seen the clip of him.
Seen a clip of
in
him.
The flashback.
There's a couple of pictures on the... Though, isn't it? There's a couple of pictures down below of him scrolling through in the image slideshow, but
he looks great.
The thing that's going to be the selling point for me, even though I'm really excited to see Darkseid on screen for the first time in live action, is the voice. It's going to need to be, the voice is going to need to be right. And it's, I forget the actor that plays him in the animated films that were just finished up with the Darkseid War, Apocalypse War.
Yes. Yeah. That
voice actor is sort of deep, gravelly, but stern, sort of voice.
What was his name? I'll find out. You can still give him.
I would say Darkseid, you say first time appears in live action, he appears kind of in Smallville in the last season.
But not. It's like saying that Galactus turns up in Fantastic Four 2.
Yeah.
Well, the big cloud.
Yeah.
Tony Todd was his name. It's Candyman.
That's the one. I could see his face, but I couldn't put a name to it. Yeah.
It'd be really interesting to see like how much he's going to be. Because the only thing I've sort of seen is that trailer of him being in the flashback where you saw Steppenwolf originally, like all the gods and the Green Lantern like fighting him. So it looks like it's actually him now. That's going to be interesting. But like, if they're going to go again, I don't know how the movie's going to end because it's an extra 2 hours. If it's going to be the same end as the Whedon one, where they send Thrall back, and then you see Darkseid in Apocalypse, but you don't, he doesn't do anything? Or is it halfway through the movie that happens, and there's a whole other 2-hour
movie?
That's
what I'm hoping. If Steppenwolf sent back through the hole, the boom tube. It was sent back through the boom tube. Yeah. I'm hoping that's going to be like the halfway point, and that's when we like go to Apocalypse or Darkseid comes to Earth. Or
you get a Thanos style fire. I'll do it myself kind of moment.
That does make sense with that rumor of the nightmare scene there, right? Seeing more of the nightmare scene would make sense if that whole actually happens, and we see a nightmare sort of world happens.
Presumably that world has to really happen, because we need to have the Flash travel back in time to scare Bruce out of his computer. We have to see that whole thing happen. So I'm excited to see how that's going to play out. I'm going to cut to some more questions we have here. So Super Crazy Movie Geek has said, the Snyder Cut movie was initially going to be shown as a multi-part TV series. Is this a good move? Did you all have a preference one way or the other? So yeah, the Snyder Cut, I remember when he talks about it, and I hadn't heard that it had changed. But I'd heard that he was going to release it in two ways on HBO Max, as 4 1-hour parts or the whole movie in one go. So you can have a choice to how you want to watch it. You want it breaking up into hours? Have they got rid of the corporate part bit now? Is that gone?
I think so. I think it's the whole thing at once, which makes sense, right? Because, I mean, I would just, I'm booking the day off already, sitting there watching it, and if I need a piss, I'm just going to pause it. I'm going to have to watch an hour at a time.
I'm not going to pause it. I'm just going to bottle. It's just going
to... Yeah, no, exactly, yeah. It's a very, very good point, actually. Fuck it, yeah, I'm just going to have a bottle, like drinks, food lined up, 4 hours, done. We'll be fine.
I think I'm going to be contrarian.
Just stream it live.
We'll stream it live, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to be slightly...
off-screen stuff.
Slightly contrarian, I would...
All of a sudden, your camera goes off for a moment. Yeah.
given that it's 4 hours and how much my butt went to sleep, even though I was on my own couch watching Wonder Woman 84, I kind of would prefer they'd broken it into smaller chunks and released it episodically, but... this is going to be a spectacle. If COVID wasn't the thing, I imagine this would be in cinemas. Warner Brothers would be pushing this out the door as a big tentpole thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. The thing that I think about, with it being him to talk about releasing it as a four-parter kind of thing, if you're doing that, that means the way you're writing it is so that each hour has a full story arc inside of it that plays part of a bigger story arc. So it's going to be interesting to see how the beats and the timing of the movie actually plays out with that in mind. I'm going to get back, because we're going so fast now, we're getting more questions. I don't want to miss people. Jay Panel says, hey guys, what is your opinion on Jared Leto returning as Joker? So we mentioned it briefly at the beginning, but we'll come back to it. Jared Leto coming back as Joker, I think that's cool to see him come back. I think it's interesting to see how this is going to fit into this movie. I think it's cool that with this, he's adding in so many characters have been rumored to be appearing in this movie at this point, that it's making it like it's a big ass movie at this point. Like, and I'm assuming these extra characters are going to be very small parts or a little cameo appearance here and there, but really cool to get all these different people appearing.
It'd be cool for him to get another shot at it, I'd say, because like I said at the beginning, I didn't mind him in Suicide Squad. I know a lot of people hated him. I thought he looked the part. I thought he looked great. Like, I don't know if people don't like the tattoos, but like him in the tux looked freaking awesome. And I quite like the craziness of him as well in it. So like, just like when he's torturing that guy.
I didn't like
the sort of the growling and the gangstery, but like a little bit of the whole like crazy when he's like torturing that guy and being crazy and stuff. So I like to see if he keeps with that, or if he gives into sort of peer pressure of everyone not liking it and going.
As you know, wasn't that big a fan. I'm always willing to give it a second chance. So I'm kind of curious to see what they do with this. But like you say, Stu, this is a good opportunity for not replacing it or for giving it to peer pressure, but for a bit of a soft reboot on his take, because he's going to be if it's, as we've said at the start of this podcast, if it's a future version of the Joker that's dealt with all this apocalyptic stuff, he's going to have to have changed. So it's an opportunity for Jared Leto to change the Joker without bowing to peer pressure to be a different character, but still with some of the tones that he brought to the character in the first place. So yeah, I'm going to give him a second shot. I'm going to see what it is. He may be in it for like 5 seconds. We don't know. It's just like, but yeah, you know,
but it's cool to see him come back. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
So PW Gregory says, I'm not sure they're going to get Michael Ironside to voice him either.
Long. Oh, yeah.
And Snyder Steppenwolf says, hey, guys. And also makes the point that, so hi, Snyder Steppenwolf. Also makes the point that...
Great username, by the way.
Well, Snyder Steppenwolf is commenting about Snyder Steppenwolf and is saying that...
it's a throwaway account.
Like Inception.
Making the point that he's from Apocalypse, so, you know, you can't expect him to not be demonic.
Mm, fair
enough. Yeah, you know. Angelica Rees says, hey, you guys, I'm a big fan. Hi, Angelica.
Does she mean of us or of Justice League?
Oh, yeah, the fair point.
Good question. So, can you elaborate on that, Angelica?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's us. That'd be lovely.
Stu needs his ego stroking there. It's just
a little bit.
Since Darkseid is coming to Justice League, do you think we will ever see Mr. Miracle and Big Barda?
I'd love to see it.
If that's ever a TV show that I want to see, yes, please.
That's perfect. There you go. That's perfect for one of the four HBO shows. Miracle. Didn't they do a comic book fairly recently?
Mr. Miracle, I think there is, if I remember this correctly, so Mr. Miracle was part of the thing that came out of the Jack Kirby's The Fourth World saga. It's what they kind of launched out of, which is the whole thing about the fourth world, the forever people, and
the new gods.
That's it. So New Gods is one of the movies that is getting done. So I believe it's still in pre-production, but that is on the slate as one of the DC movies coming out. With that being done, presumably, and I'm pretty sure I haven't read this, Big Barda is meant to be in that movie as well. So we'd get Big Barda. Presumably, though, if we're doing New Gods, Mr. Miracle is bound to appear.
Good choice.
This. And with the talk on HBO saying that, and Warner Brothers and HBO Max saying that they're looking at the movies with an idea of having a TV show spin-off, I could see a scenario where you get a Mr. Miracle spin-off from the New Gods movie. Which I think would be awesome. Do we think that they would appear in this Justice League movie?
I don't think so. I'd like to see them, but it seems a bit, if you're shoving all these other characters in just to have them turn up to say hi guys and then go off to go and do their own show, it's
bad service.
Yeah,
I mean, Darkseid is in the New Gods movie that was mentioned, confirmed recently in an interview with the director, because it was news about the fact that the director is recasting the role, so we're going to have a different actor playing the CGI Darkseid, so it's going to look the same.
Do you think they're gonna have like Orion and stuff in it as well then? Because he's a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well if you're gonna do the New Gods.
He's like the big mate New Gods.
Just correct me if I'm wrong, Liam. You've been reading Fourth World recently.
I'm working my way through the full Fourth World saga from the beginning.
Correct me if I'm wrong here,
isn't the appearance of Darkseid, who's kind of sassy and sarcastic in his first appearance?
But isn't
he's all like, you don't have to shout. You know, that's how I read his voices in my mind now when I'm reading it.
Don't shout!
I'm right here.
Mr. Miracle is actually Darkseid's son, and Orion is Darkseid's son, and Mr. Miracle is Highfather's son, and they swapped sons as part of a peace treaty. If I'm reading that correctly,
just for fun.
Yeah.
Let's swap sons.
Yeah, just why not?
So, try and keep the peace.
So let's see other things we got here.
It's lots of people just agreeing. I mean, I've got another couple of things I've read that I thought were quite cool in it. So one thing was that Martian Manhunter is going to appear.
Yeah,
yes.
Isn't he super excited? In BVS, he was the general.
That was one of the things that was originally meant to be It was in the original storyboard, so we know that is something that Snyder originally planned.
That's going to be. I mean, I don't know how you're going to fit him in, because I'm guessing he would then be in the end fight, and that means they had to cut him out of all the. I mean, like so many questions. But
although you've got the bonus,
awesome.
You've got the bonus of that character having appeared in Supergirl now, so there's no you can't sort of go, what a weird character, how are we going to portray this guy in at all? They did it really well in Supergirl, so you've got that to go off of, I suppose.
Massively. Yeah, I'm very excited to see Martian Manhunter in that film, just to see how he reveals himself to everyone and sort of the reaction. I mean, loads of questions. It's going to be absolutely awesome. There's obviously there's also loads more footage of. Cyborg or like what the heck, oh my god, what's his name, I forgot his name. Stone
Oh, Vic Stone.
Big Stone, thank you. Jesus Christ, I can't believe I forgot that. Big Stone's like backstory, and also more of the Barry Allen's The Flash as well. Mm. So that'd be pretty cool.
We're getting a few more comments here. So Lord of Shadows is really excited to see Jared Leto back as the Joker. Zach also said he will be a lot more scarier in this Justice League movie. Mm. And he also goes on to say, do you guys think after this Justice League movie, we could see Jared Leto's Joker back in the future? Alongside Mr. Miracle and Big Barda, I would love to see Orion as well. So with regards to Jared Leto being back, personally, I think this is his last appearance as Joker. I don't think we'll see another Jared Leto Joker after this.
Depends, right? If they bring Batman, Ben Affleck's Batman into a TV show, I mean, why not have Jared Leto as the Joker in it?
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
But that could be cool. I don't think we're going to see it again in the movies, though, personally.
I think I don't know if I imagine this or we talked about it or I've read it, but I swear there was something, I can't remember if this is meant to be in BVS and never got put in or it's going to be in Justice League, but there was something about having a flashback of Jared Leto beating up Dick Grayson. That's why the Robin suit.
Yeah, keep that out. As much as I go down that whole route,
I hate the fact that it's Dick Grayson, not Jason Todd. But the fact about the team, but seeing that the story, it's Dick Grayson rather than Jason Todd. Is that a thing, or I just made that up? Did we just chat about that as a fan theory with us? I can't remember. Mm. But I'd like to see it again. It wouldn't really make sense in Justice League, but it'd be cool to see it at some point. But yeah. I hope they retcon it so it is actually Jason Todd's suit and not Dick Grayson, because I'd like to see a Nightwing show up as well at some point.
So interesting point that Spooky999 has just posted in his response to Lord of Shadows is just mentioning about the fact that now as we're getting the Snyder cut is coming out now, do you think we'll get the Ayer cut of Suicide Squad, which is supposedly meant to have a whole load more Jared Leto Joker.
It would be interesting, but I think the focus is going to be on the new Suicide Squad movie rather than go back to what they've already done.
True. It's a shame because
I agree. I don't see them going back to Suicide Squad and doing an extended version of that. I think it's a unique situation with Justice League, and that's why it's worked in this instance. I think that there was a lot of shot footage that wasn't used already from Justice League. So I think it was just a unique situation with that.
They did do it with BVS as well, though. They've done it with BVS.
Yeah, but they did that straight away. They just did the director's cut. Because they call it Ultimate Cut, but that was just the director's cut.
And Suicide Squad did have an extra 15 minutes.
It did have an extended cut.
Yeah, because I got that. And I was like, oh, really excited. That's the one I've got. Somewhere. I was like, oh, it's not that much good stuff in it. So, a couple of bits, but nothing like super amazing. But I mean, I'd love to see, because the thing that ruined Suicide Squad for me is the ending with the big thing in the sky again with like the Chantress. If it was the Joker as a bad guy at the end, or like a sort of just a gangster there to take down, it'd be so much more better movie. So I'm kind of hoping
I liked that Suicide Squad movie. Because it was one of those movies where it was kind of like a no-brainer. You didn't have to think. You can just unplug your brain, sit back, and enjoy the movie. And I thought that was fun. It makes for a nice change. Sometimes you want that kind of a movie. And so I thought Suicide Squad was a lot of fun. I liked it.
It was just I enjoyed the character development, the first two thirds of it. It's just the ending just...
Yeah, it was...
A
it
bit
was
after the bar when they go, right, let's go and get her. And then like this big blue thing in the sky and it all just went weird. I was like, yeah.
It was nice to see some of the less represented characters, Diablo, El Diablo and a few others, Killer Croc on the screen. And we're going to see a load of weird and wacky DC, BZ and C-list characters in the new Suicide Squad film. But
like, I love the way they've got so many characters that most of them are going to die.
Exactly.
Hilarious. We're going to put 20 characters in, so we're going to end up with like
huge marketing campaign, and there's going to be like two or three of them die within 5 seconds. But the first Suicide Squad was just a bit of a mess. I think it just suffered a bit from over editing and people not knowing what tone to do. You had that trailer that came out that was was it Bohemian Rhapsody that was playing over the top of it or something? And that the film ended up being nothing
was it
like that in tone.
Well, that was where they just gave it to a. Wasn't it a company that edits music videos and told them to edit the trailer?
Yeah.
So that's what they did, and you got this amazing trailer.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to wrap these up. So I'm going to end up with, finish off with one question here, which came from... Hang on. I've lost it now. Well, we're getting a bunch of comments, so I couldn't see it. Lord of Shadows had an off-topic question, which is, are you guys excited for The Suicide Squad, Suicide Squad 2, and the Peacemaker TV series, Peacemaker being a new DC comics title that's coming to HBO Max.
That's the guy John Cena's playing.
Okay. Peacemaker. So does that mean he's going to be surviving in the film?
If there's a thing about me, like...
And James Gunn's writing it
and
created it. So James Gunn's the one behind this. Peacemaker. I don't really know too much about the character, to be honest.
Do you watch the little trailer thing they brought up? Because John Cena's basically saying he's like Captain America, but he just doesn't give a shit and doesn't mind about killing people.
Yeah, so he's the character that he's in the Suicide Squad movie. You know, so from what I've seen of him, he looks like a real fun character. It looks like it would probably be a lot of fun to see that. So I'm excited to see The Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. So I think it's stupid that it's called The Suicide Squad. So the first one's Suicide Squad. Second one's The Suicide Squad.
You could have given it a colon title, you know.
It would do something other than just, we're going to add the at the beginning. It's like saying, well, first movie's RoboCop. Then we had The RoboCop. You're like,
what they're trying to do with me is piss off my OCD to the point now where I've got to decide whether films with the in the title go in T in my DVD collection, or whether I ignore the and put it under S for Suicide Squad. Thank you so much for that.
That's a great question to the viewers. I would say S, but you know, it's me. Group them together. Yeah. See, I go even worse. I put my movies in like the DC movies are all in chronological order and all the Marvel movies in chronological order. No alphabetizing at all.
That's how I've done it, actually. So my movies are all... chronological. They're all alphabetical order, all my movies, with the exception of movies in a shared universe are in the correct continuity order because I'm...
Continuity order or release order?
Oh, don't stop
continuity order.
I got
a continuity order just to make it more difficult because I'm like that with my comics as well. I'm like, no, they all must be arranged in proper continuity.
All right, so how do you solve the problem of Doctor Strange in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Because half that film takes place before City Avengers 2. So that's...
Half takes place before Civil War, right?
Yeah. You snap the disc in half and put that...
Yeah, there you go.
So you get two copies.
You get one with the slipcase and you put the slipcase in one bit and the proper case in the other one. There you go.
Beautiful. There's two more things I want to quickly mention before we wrap up, maybe. So one that we haven't mentioned yet is the movie's apparently confirmed as R-rated now.
Justice League.
Yeah. Which I've read.
One to watch with the kids.
No. Well, I kind of assume that anyway, but yeah. And the other thing is there's a new trailer apparently dropping on Valentine's Day.
We'll be back hearing the reaction.
Valentine's Day now.
So
we'll do a reaction of that. I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of new sneaky stuff comes out of that. Oh, it's going to be so cool.
Okay, and just one last thing, because P.W. Gregory makes a point of here saying, after all this, will Jimmy Olsen be resurrected as an actual character?
I bloody hope so. That really wound me up.
The CIA agent that was killed was just another guy named Jimmy Olsen.
Same with, in there as well, because I got so pissed off with that.
My theory on that, the CIA guy, is that his name wasn't really James Olsen, Jimmy Olsen. It was just, he was a CIA person who took on Jimmy Olsen's identity for that, but the real Jimmy Olsen still exists, and then he will come in. I'm hoping we do get Jimmy Olsen to actually appear, and I want to say... I know this is probably just because I've been reading the Fourth World Saga, and like that's where it begins with Jimmy Olsen, Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen. So I'm hoping we do get some Jimmy Olsen appear in it because I feel like it's not just a fun character, he's a key character in the comics for certain storylines. So I think it'd be great to see a proper Jimmy Olsen appear in the movie. So I hope that happens. So anyway, that's all we've got for this episode. So thanks everyone who tuned in for the live broadcast.
It's been fun.
So Yeah, this was fun. This was a good experiment. It looks like it worked. So I think we'll be doing some more of these in the future. Cool. So be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already and like this video. And if you're listening to the audio version of this on the podcast, be sure to click that subscribe button on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on. And you'll be notified whenever new episodes are out. So, all right, that's all from me.
So from me.
That's it from me.
See you on Valentine's Day.
Hell yeah.